G'day everyone, welcome back to the QSIA podcast series. It's been a while since we last posted a podcast, but this one is definitely of critical importance regarding the Spanish mackerel fishery. My guest today is Dan McCarthy. He's a spokesman for the Cairns Professional Game Fishing Association and has been a charter boat fisherman in Cairns in far north Queensland for the last 30 years. He was president of the Cairns Professional Game Fishing Association for 11 years and fought the federal government's plan to lock up the entire Coral Sea. Dan has also played a significant role in winding back the Coral Sea restrictions through strategic negotiations in the political space. Now, welcome to the podcast, Dan. How are you, mate?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Eric.
Well, thank you. So we've shared out the flyer with the event details for the end of the month for the 24th of March. So do you want to give the listeners a bit of an overview of what the intention of the meeting is, who is going to speak, and what it is we're trying to do collectively?
Okay. Well, basically what's happened, as you're aware, for about 12 months ago, the state government decided that they wanted to severely restrict Spanish mackerel fishing in Queensland. And you talk to anybody that's out there fishing, particularly for mackerel, recreationally or commercially, everybody's in disbelief as to what's gone on because there's no shortage of mackerel. No one's seen any significant change in any area up and down the coast, certainly not from what I've heard. So people are scratching their head trying to work out what's going on. And as the government has been releasing what they call science, but it's really, obviously a very green-tinged political agenda being masqueraded as science that's being pushed out there as an excuse to meet what seems to be a predetermined goal by the state government to lock up Spanish mackerel. And there's no secret about it. They want to severely restrict lots of fishing around our state and around the nation for that matter. So the only way you can really have an impact on political decisions is when you cause a public uproar, and you can meet with the minister till the cows come home and negotiate all you like, and that's all part of the process. So those things all need to be done, but until the government realizes that there's votes in it, until they realize that people are really not happy with them, and they can have a personal impact on them and their government's agenda, then they start to reconsider. So, and the best way to do that is it's a strategic game. They're playing a strategic game, and the only way we can push back on it is a strategic game. So one of those steps is to hold public meetings, and the first one of which will be in Cairns on the 24th of March. We've been putting this together for quite a while, and now we've pressed go on that today, and we're inviting all of the local MPs from all political persuasions, sitting state MPs, and inviting the minister. So it'd be great if Minister Ferner would come and address the people in Cairns and tell him why his government is going down this path. We'll give him an opportunity to have his say, be fair and reasonable. Now, I want to make it clear this is a public meeting. It's not a rally or a protest event or anything like that. This will be very civil and orderly. We have a couple of scientific experts, one of which particularly has spent over 35 years, I think it is, in fisheries, specializing in Spanish mackerel and sharks and yellowfin tuna and a whole bunch of other stuff as well. Very, very experienced scientist, Jeff McPherson. Had a lot to do with Jeff back from when I was in the fisheries department. God, back when Jesus was paying fullback for Jerusalem, it seems. But anyway, it's quite a while ago. And we've also got the very well-known Peter Ridd speaking at this public event. So, and we're going to be looking at the science, or what the government's putting out there as science. And we're going to say, well, okay, how can they justify this? And we all know there's a big, very smelly rat in the room, and we're going to talk about that at this event. So hopefully some of the state members will actually come and see what the public uproar is about, and hopefully the minister will come and address the meeting as well. But we are very well prepared since we've launched it today, only a last hour or so. Phone's pretty much gone into meltdown messages and emails, and I've only really just started to spread the word on it. There's people wanting these meetings to be held up and down the coast. So that's a very real and live possibility. We will just keep the pressure on this until government sees a more sensible position, and they will hopefully take a more sensible position. Otherwise, we'll just have to keep fighting on, because there's no way in the world our million fishermen in Queensland are going to lay down and let the government trample all over them like this.
It's well worth the discussion, because you could theoretically run a truck through the science that's been used to determine the biomass. We as an association have asked for the science that was used, and the response we got back, and we put this out on our social media, was at the start, we just want the information and other data sources that they said we had to go get ourselves. So if you're talking about integrity of process, why not just give us the data they use so we can get an independent third party to run the data and to look for the deficiencies that you're talking about? And it was interesting, in one of the fisheries working groups, the members were told outright, and sorry, the Spanish mackerel working group, that they're not in that working group to question the science. They're there to plan a harvest strategy. It's difficult to plan a harvest strategy when the science is so, I'll say rubbery is probably the best. I'm trying to be as civil as I can here, because the issue is not just an issue for the charter sector. It's a rec sector issue, and it's going to be a commercial fishing issue of proportions that we haven't seen for a long time. And I guess one of the questions for the listeners, and be good to get your perspective on this if you have one, if the public is happy to have more imported wild-caught seafood or aquaculture product to fill the gap, then let us know. But I don't think that is the view, and I don't think that message has got to the minister or the department to any degree. So hopefully these meetings, well, this meeting and others that might stem from it, will get to that level. So what's your view on that, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely right, Eric. And I've been banging the drum for many, many years now. It's a long time ago that we overtook 70% of the seafood we consume as Australians as being imported. And in my view, a large majority of that is far inferior product than we can produce sustainably and responsibly right here in Australia. But we have continued to successive governments at state, mainly at state level, but federal level as well. We've locked our tied our own hands behind our back by locking up vast areas of ocean, vast areas of responsibly harvested fisheries, and sent those businesses broke, had big impacts on regional communities in particular. And then we import this other product. A lot of it is farmed, and you know, they call it aquaculture, but I tell you what, if you tried to grow this product in, like as they do in some of the places overseas where we import from, you would have a raft of government departments trying to shut you down for health concerns, et cetera, et cetera. And here we are importing this, and some of it, not all of it, some of it's really good, like New Zealand oysters or whatever, just off the top of my head. Some things are really good quality, but you've got a lot of the stuff is just downright garbage. I wouldn't feed it to a cat, and I'm not, personally, I'm a dog person, not a cat person, and I still wouldn't feed it to a cat. So if that's, I'm trying to be nice here as well, but it's just absolutely silly. And the other thing we're doing by importing such a vast quantity of seafood, well over 70% of what we consume, it's we are by default putting huge added pressure on, in many cases, already overexploited fisheries in other parts of the world. And here we are doing it, saying, oh, aren't we good for our environment and looking after our fish stocks? No, it's actually not the case at all. By underutilizing our resources here, which we can quite very responsibly and sustainably harvest and have long-term activity in our fisheries here, we are, you know, helping decimating others by not using ours responsibly. So it's actually very bad for the worldwide environment. And we all talk about having everything on the global stage. We need to have really, really, real government really needs to really rethink how they deal with that. And if we are going to shut down the mackerel fishery, if the government does get their dirty way on this, no doubt it will have a huge impact again. We'll be looking at importing another 250 to 300 tons of mackerel, just of other fish, to fill the gap of Queensland caught Spanish mackerel, and all line caught. It's very responsible. So, and then you've got the impact on the recreational sector as well, the impact on tackle shops, the impact on takeaways, seafood retailers, boat shops, and all the rest of it. And you've only got to have a small impact on so many of those businesses, and all of a sudden they're unviable. Some of them will be just completely and utterly wiped out. This outrageous figure that they're talking about, 70 to 90% reduction in the commercial take, is just absolutely disgraceful. It'll just wipe those guys out.
Dan, I appreciate your time. Any final messages or a message perhaps to the minister before we sign off, Matt?
Yeah, well, I'd just like to once again invite the minister to come and attend this meeting, face the public, come and tell us what's really going on. And, you know, if our fish really are in trouble, we're the first people to want to stand up and look after them. But we're also not going to stand around and be bulldozed by an agenda that's certainly isn't backed up by robust science. So we'll be having a good look at that. And I invite the minister to come, and I invite everybody, ask everybody to invite their friends and turn up. Let's show a good public support. And if need be, we will run these meetings up and down the coast. Really appreciate your support, mate.
No worries. Dan McCarthy, thank you for your time. For those listening, this has been the QSIA podcast series. We'll catch everyone on the next podcast.